just kind of see why the price of tomatoes has been so high. And if you are a restaurant owner or a manager who orders, who deals with distributors, you're probably asking the same thing.
Welcome back. This is the Food Service Distribution Podcast. I'm your host, David Layton, and today we are talking about expensive tomatoes. Why are they so expensive? What is happening in Mexico and Florida? And if there is any relief on the horizon? Hang tight. I'm going to read a quick message from my sponsor, and we will get to it.
All right, topic of discussion. Last night, I got a phone call from a concerned customer of mine. Actually, an email followed up with a phone call this morning about tomato pricing. So I wanted to jump on a call and discuss with our main tomato vendor, who's also a producer and grower, and just kind of see why the price of tomatoes has been so high. And if you are a restaurant owner or a manager who orders, who deals with distributors, you're probably asking the same thing. So without getting too granular, there's two basic reasons why. One is there are just not a lot of good tomatoes. So in this time of year, tomatoes are being produced massively. Probably 70% of the tomatoes that come into the United States or that are sold and consumed in the United States come from Mexico. The remainder come from Florida. There are some other areas, but those are the two big producers, big regions. Really harsh weather conditions in Mexico, specifically in Sonora and in Sinaloa. There are some other growing regions, but those are the most important, I should say. So between heavy rains and flooding and extreme cold and freezing temperatures, the crop has been damaged. Now, they're usually begin lean on Florida as the second major producer in the area, but there are three of the main producers or growers, I should say, that actually opted out of growing tomatoes this season and opted into another crop. The reasons behind that are unclear, but they opted away from tomatoes. I think that typically, this time of year, all tomatoes are coming from Mexico, and you only have so much land. So Florida growers decided to allocate their land to a different crop. Second reason, there's a tariff of, I'll just call it a tariff, it's an agreement of kinds that were created in 2019 as an addendum to an old agreement that was created in, I think, 1996. But last year, we essentially put a 17.5% tariff on products coming into the U.S. I think there has been an agreement reached at that now that it's not so high. I could be wrong on that. I don't think it is 17.5 across the board. I think it only affects certain specific types of tomatoes, too. But there are checkpoints, USDA checkpoints now, that it ranges between 60 and 90% of all the product coming in are subject to being checked. And if the product does not reach I think I just got a package from Amazon. That's probably the little micro USB for my microphone. So who knows, maybe I'll re-record this tonight with a good microphone. Anyways, producers in Mexico that are wanting to import into the United States are now subject to a search, whereas we can decide, we meaning the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, can decide that if they don't meet the specs, it can be either turned around and returned or disposed of on the spot. And I'm not sure exactly what the requirements are. There is a document that I was forwarded on this. The act or the agreement is called the Tomato Suspension Agreement, and that's what has been, went into effect in 96. I think it was updated in 2013 and then was updated again this year. And this act and these tariffs from current administration are what led to a lot of producers in Mexico just saying, hey, we're not going into the States. So not as many tomatoes coming up from Mexico. The product has been absolutely demolished. I don't know if I already said this, but the Sonora region, that we usually rely on in the spring is the blooms froze recently. So the new tomatoes that are coming, a lot of them actually won't be produced. They froze. So that is happening, and then less farmers are deciding in Florida to produce tomatoes. So that's a quick rundown on what's happening in the world of tomatoes. I hope that that is helpful. I hope that somebody finds this useful. And if you are if you work for a distributor, you'll be able to talk more intelligently to what's happening in the market and why those prices are pretty much doubled. All right. Thanks. Have an awesome weekend. Happy Friday. Get outside, go get some sunshine. I'm in Washington State, where it's the sunshine is as scarce as tomatoes. So I see a little bit peeking through. I'm going to go throw my shoes on and go for a run. And yeah, have a good weekend. Bye, guys.